Atachitam samadhatum nasaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasatugena tato mami chaptum dananjaya. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, two different processes of Bhakti Yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love. And the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Person by transcendental love. For the second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna. Bhakti Yoga is the purification of the senses. At the present moment in the material existence, the senses are always impure. Be engaged in sense gratification by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. These senses can become purified. And in a purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord. In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some master, but I don't really lovingly serve my master. I simply serve to get some money. And the master also is not in love. He takes service from me and pays me. So there's no question of love. But for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. That stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service performed with the present senses. This love of God is now in a dormant state in everyone's heart. And their love of God is manifested in different ways. But it is contaminated by material association. Now the heart has to be purified of the material association. And that dormant natural love for Krishna has to be revived. That is the whole process. To practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take a bath, enter the temple and offer prayers, and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Collect flowers to offer to the deity. Cook foodstuffs to offer to the deity. Take prasad. Take prasadam and so on. There are various rules and regulations which one should follow. And one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God. And then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. This practice of Bhakti Yoga under the rules and regulations with the direction of a spiritual master will surely bring one to the stage of love of God. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport of Bhagavad Gita as it is, 12th chapter, 9th verse. So two kinds of bhakti were mentioned here. What were the two kinds? Can you remember? One is for someone who had developed his natural love for Krishna. And naturally they are thinking about Krishna. They are attached to Krishna. For such people, rules and regulations are not so important, because naturally they are following all the rules and regulations by their own love for Krishna. But someone, the second class of devotee, is someone who has not yet developed this spontaneous love. And therefore, in order to develop that love for the Lord, one performs different services for Krishna according to some regulated principle. Like Prabhupada explained here, having different practices, rising early, after bathing, going to the temple, chanting Hare Krishna. This is the tape recorder, this is the mic. That's why this doesn't make any noise. Right? So, offering and cooking and offering prasadam to Krishna. How many of you, and then taking prasadam? How many like to take prasadam? Very good. How many like to cook prasadam? Huh? I was surprised. I thought. And chanting Hare Krishna, who likes to do that? Very good. Offering prayers. I just got information that Shakti Devi Dasi from Sri Rangam is in the hospital in Velour. And the doctor says 99% she's quite old, she won't survive. So we can pray for Shakti Devi Dasi. Krishna is so pleased that she does survive, but if not, if it's his desire to take that, she takes him back to Godhead. So, like that, sometimes we have to be there for devotees. Like this, every day having some routine that we do for Krishna. People do daily exercises for their health. Some people go on daily walks. Some people do push-ups or yoga, hatha yoga, different kinds of routine. Maybe some therapy for the back or bones or something. So this is a type of spiritual therapy. If you love Krishna, then naturally you'll want to chant his names, you want to serve him. Nobody has to tell you. But if we don't have that natural love yet, then to awaken that, we serve. It's just like now they have for little children, they have these kind of strollers for little babies that are just learning to walk, that they can pull themselves up and has some wheels that's kind of circular. You've probably seen those. And using that, they can kind of walk around. You don't have to teach, it's not like teaching a child to fly or something. I mean, They have the natural ability to walk. Simply they have to grow, and then they practice a little bit and they get the hang of it. It's part of their nature to walk, to talk. Eating and crying, that comes right away, but other things gradually develop. Like that, it's our nature to serve Krishna. It's our nature to love Krishna. Just like a father and a child, mother and child, they love each other. It's natural. So it's also natural for us to love Krishna. But in conditional life, change it to S1. Bhaktivatsala. You know how to change it to S1?
Yeah.
So this way, to awaken that, this little round walking implement, whatever you call it, apparatus for the babies, or something like that, the rules, just to help give us some guiding. Just like you need a launching pad for the airplane to get off. Otherwise, it will fly. So before we can fly, we first have to have some guidelines, what to do. So the things that devotees naturally do, like worshipping Krishna, praying for Krishna, chanting, doing different services for the Lord, these things are prescribed. And it takes some time, depending how much time, how sincere we are, to awaken our natural devotion and love for the Lord. If you can awaken your natural love for Krishna, then automatically you're going to go back to Krishna. Because at time of death, then you're not going to think about Krishna only. You think of who you love. That's not going to be difficult. But most people, they think, well, this is okay, but I'll do this just before I die. I just got information from Shamadesh in the UAE that one 43-year-old devotee had two heart attacks because was careless, eating too rich food, too much. The cholesterol became very high, blood sugar became very high, wasn't careful. Even though we're devotees, doesn't mean that we don't have material bodies. We have to watch out for our body. So he got a blood clot in the heart, and it caused some anorexia or whatever.
Angina.
But somehow he's okay now. He's going for some therapy. So we don't know exactly how long we're going to be here, what's going to happen. That's one reason why we need to practice. Another reason is it's a gradual process. We are not recommending that people just suddenly have to take sannyas. We're recommending that we do a gradual therapy, a gradual process throughout our lives. So anytime we die, anytime in our life, we're always connected to Krishna. Gradual process is much more sure and effective. It seems the popular thing in India is tell everyone, wait till you get old and do a crash course. Suddenly when they're 70 years old, they're going to learn new tricks. It's not the age to learn. At this age, from 5 years up, of course he's older than five, but even from 5 years up, they should learn. Who's anybody here five? How old are you? Hey. How old are you? Six, okay, like this, six. How old are you?
Five.
Five, okay, from that age. So they learn some mantras, they learn some Gita slokas, they learn to chant Hare Krishna, little by little. In this culture, this environment, they keep that with them throughout.